Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So here we go, knowing what has to happen in all these postseason scenarios. Northwestern in the rematch tonight, 6:30 at the United Center in Chicago on the Big Ten Network. I'm still trying to forget that scoring drought and loss to up in Evanston 15 days ago. But we move forward. Who wants it more? Certainly the physical execution, the mental confidence has to be big check pluses in the Hoosiers' corner tonight. And as Coach Tom was telling us, an edge lost 15 days ago has to become, too, one big, fat, intangible tonight.
We've got to do a great job, just as we said then. We've got to do a great job on Trey Demps. And because he took the game over in the second half, and we didn't respond to it as well. And that's got to be a big part of it. They're playing with a lot of confidence. The Michigan win was a huge one, certainly. After us, the zone is good because it keeps their players on the floor. It keeps them out of foul trouble, especially they can play Alex Ola a lot of minutes. You know, we could attack the zone better, and we attacked it pretty good at times, and there were other times that we missed what was there. And we've got to do a better job all the way around in that game. But I do think because it's still fresh in our minds from the mistakes that we made and some of the successes that we have, that it should help us.
Well, what are we going to get out of Troy Williams tonight? He did nothing at all in two games against Michigan State. Had a double-double against Northwestern in that loss in Evanston. Guy that concerns me outside of Trey Demps and Alex Ola, as Coach was mentioning, is freshman Vic Law. He came off the bench, had 14 points and 8 rebounds. Do we stay and play and try to win this thing? Teams are at a point right now that their season can go either way. The good way is winning, and Indiana hasn't since February 22nd. It's got to restart tonight. Win, and it's Maryland, same time tomorrow night. I'm Joe Smith.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The heat is on, and it's time to get back winning. Northwestern tonight, the rematch of that loss 15 days ago, lose tonight. And there's another tournament waiting for Indiana, and the letters are not NCAA. 6:30 tip with the catch. Trey Demps and Alex Ola combined for 40 in that first meeting. Demps going off during the Hoosier scoring drought, hitting big baskets time and again. Is the quick fix Nick Zeisloff tonight in his three-point shooting? Troy Williams getting back dialed in. Had nothing for us against Michigan State last out. James Blackman Jr. can't disappear and go 1-for-10 again. One piece is back that wasn't 2 weeks ago, so count Colin Hartman in, and as Coach was telling us,
it's going to make a huge difference, and it didn't make as much of a difference the other day because he really played a lot of minutes. He probably played more minutes than he didn't play more minutes than what he was allowed to play, doctors wise, but he played more minutes than probably he was ready to play. But we needed him on the court. I mean, he was our leading blockout guy percentage wise, and he didn't play a great game and didn't play with his normal confidence and movement, and that's to be expected. And we've missed him a great deal. Get him feeling good, because he's been a huge part of what we're doing, especially in a zone situation, because you've got to count for him so many different places, because he can be at the basket, he can be in the middle of the lane, and he can certainly shoot threes.
Well, hopefully a lot better offensively and collectively than that 3-for-17 second half percentage behind the line against Northwestern. And while Hartman returns, so too does Jershon Cobb for the Wildcats. It's find out time, and as I mentioned earlier today, no two ways around not getting a couple of things turned around tonight. Physical execution and a boost in that mental confidence. We'll see what the response is in an effort to end this three-game slide. Big Ten Network at 6:30. I'm Joe Smith.